I just like to start by thanking God for the opportunity to be able to speak here again. For the many years that I've been a member of Bethany, this family has helped me in many ways, and I'm very appreciative of that. If you could just pop the first slide up, Robert, that'd be great. What I'd like to talk about is keeping your eyes on the prize. And I think that this is a very relevant message in today's society for many reasons. If you just pop onto the next slide, Robert. Before I start, I'd like to share a hymn that I wrote after doing my quiet time just the other week. I shared it with my family, and I feel like it really demonstrates the strengthened relationship that I have with our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think it's something that we can all relate to, and I think it's something that as Christians and as members of the Brethren, we should also communicate out. What we have in Jesus and what we have in the Trinity and what we have in this church, this extended family we have, is friends and family forever. So I'll just read out the words. You are my friend in times of trouble. You are my friend in times of calm. You are my friend when no one's watching. You are my friend who's always there. You are my friend in times of trouble. You are my friend in times of need. You are my friend, and you have promised. You are my friend, beginning, middle, and end. As we just sang, God's love is the best love that the world could ever know. And the Bible tells us that he knew the hairs on our head before we were even a thought in the minds of our parents, our grandparents. And having this friend forever, in all circumstances and in all situations, is something that we can draw a lot of strength from. I challenge us all to think about a time of trouble, a time of calm, a time of loneliness. I challenge us all to think about past experiences, current experiences, and things that might happen in the future, and think about how God has already demonstrated through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, that he has, is, and will always be there for us. If you just pop onto the next slide, please, Robert. So in preparing for today, I started to ask myself this question. How did we get here? How did this group of individuals end up in 23 Queen Street on a Sunday morning? And the first thing that came into my mind was that we're here not under duress or coercion. Nobody's forcing us to be here. And also on the inverse, we have the freedom to be able to come to church, a freedom which we know is not universal. But so does everyone in Scotland, in Paisley. So I had to dig a little deeper again and think about what some of the underlying factors were, what really draws us back. And these were some of the suggestions that I would propose that the Lord has led me to kind of understand as some of the reasons why. Personally, I'm very, very grateful for the fellowship and the family that we have here. I don't use that word lightly at all. There's definitely more than just a pals or a friendship element to what we do here. From the work that Lindsay does in the leading of the band, the beautiful singing of Eunice, and the contributors who are on the rotor for the tea and coffee, those of us who bring things and contribute in all of our different ways, the boys and girls at the back, or should I say the young men and women at the back, are also contributing. And I think that the consistency with which we all do that pushes it from being an organization of like-minded people. I feel like there's certainly a familial aspect to that. And I think that this is even more demonstrated by the altruistic and genuine care for the well-being of each other that we have. I know personally, when I was sick, that there were prayers coming from the church to me. And I know that when others have been afflicted with certain illnesses or injuries, myself and my family, we pray for speedy recovery. And I think that again is another element of why we continue to come to this church, because we feel that. Another element of why we're here is because of the activities such as the prayer meetings and the prayers for the continued success of the growth of the outreach. I spoke to Eunice last week, and she was telling me about the great numbers with which she's able to engage with young ladies in the girls' brigade. And we pray that these seats will be filled up once again with younger people. I think that when we think about how we can even physically help each other, Grandma Margaret, I'm looking at you here, you know, as soon as you need any help, myself or the boys and girls or the young men and women at the back are there to try and help. The transportation that we give each other to make the meetings, I know that personally, again, growing Christians was a very important part of my spiritual growth. And not to use the word religiously, but consistently, I have Steve to thank for coming to pick me up every Thursday and bringing me here into this church to learn more about the Word of God. As I mentioned, spiritually supporting each other when times are hard, when there have been bereavements, when there have been situations, you know, we again pray about them and we care about each other. And Sorry, my glasses are a little wonky here. Oh, yeah, this is a great example as well. As the kids came out and they were doing the actions, God's love is the best love that the world could ever, ever know. Just another example of bringing these individuals, this disparate group, for it to count the nationalities and the counties from which we're all originating from. We're all here, and you know, we have beautiful Spanish boys, Nigerian Spanish boys, out here at the front, you know, really engaged with the songs and the hymns that we sing. Again, thanking Eunice for that. And I think that if you look at all these factors, I think that these factors are a very important part of explaining why we continually come here. You know, we don't have to. And I do want to stress that enough, because we don't have to, but when we come, we engage with one of these elements, and there may be some of these elements that I've missed off, but there's something that draws us back. And I think honestly that, I'm sorry, that's emotional, but yes, this element of family is very, very important. And thank you, Brother Lindsay, for the prayer as I start this new chapter. At the bottom here, I came up with a little acronym for family, and it was forever assisting members in leveraging your grace. I had to cheat a little bit, like in the United States of America, where they take the O away, but when I say your grace, I mean the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's something that is within these walls, but not only within these walls, it's also within our hearts. And I thank you all for extending my family and helping me to grow. If we could please go on to the next slide, Robert. So that's maybe a kind of breakdown of why we are here this morning. And then I thought about what happens afterwards. Where are we going? And what commitments do we have after service? 1 hour a week. Excuse my lateness this morning, 45 minutes. But I think that it's important to also think about what happens when we leave, this building, and the grace that we embrace when we're here, how does that translate into our lives? So as I said here, you know, often we have a little catch up with each other and then go on our separate ways. So I use my mum as an example here, because I'm very lucky that I'm always blessed with a lovely lunch afterwards. I know Steve and Robert and Lynn often go shopping. Frank, I hope your shoulder gets better soon and you can hit the course and get that handicap back down. Robert, you know, I know that you're working hard and very proud of all the efforts that you're making with your job. And I was thinking of Naomi and Esther and all the college works and university projects that they're doing. Right now, I need to go and iron a week's worth of clothes and make a plan for the week ahead as I transition. And then I need to try and get to bed early and regulate my sleeping pattern. And then I thought about it again, and I thought, okay, where is the Lord leading me here? And in terms of like rest and sleep, it's very important. I know this common fact that, you know, you need 8 hours a day, but sometimes if you procrastinate in any of these earlier tasks that I've mentioned, then, or you're distracted when you're performing any of these earlier tasks that I've mentioned, then you don't get to bed early enough. And I think that I'll go on to the next slide to explain why I think this is important. So